One thing is certain. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining, and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This message is titled, The Essence of Christianity.
Hallelujah.
Set your priorities right in many things in life. We were sharing on how to keep what God gives you. Praise the Lord. Now, when you hear a title like that, I don't know what you're thinking about, but someone said preachers have big titles. And out of all the big titles, maybe only one sentence can get to the heart. I don't know how far that's true or not, but the titles really don't matter. They just help you identify what to listen to or listen for. And many, many times, the words that we put between the lines are the ones that really turn people on. Sometimes not the points that we outline and say, write this down. You write it down, don't mean nothing. But the one we didn't say, write down. And that was just said in passing. And your spirit catches that. And that affects the whole of your life. Praise God. So it pays to listen. Because you're going to hear something that the Spirit of God has prepared just for you. I believe God is a personal God. I believe He relates to every one of us on a personal way. I believe it. Because He's done that with me. And I don't think that I was more special than anybody else. But I'm special. Really, really special. Not than anybody, but I am special. Because I'm the only one of me that has ever come to the planet Earth. And that will ever come to the planet Earth. Nobody was ever like me. There's nobody like me on the face of the earth today. Nobody will ever be like me. I'm just me. And God don't have another one like me. He can't replace me. True. He can't make another me. Ah, see the way you're looking at me. But it's true about you. Come on. That's true about you. There's nobody like you. That's why God can't give up on you, because He don't have another one. How's He going to get another one? That one may look like you. Well, anybody can look like anybody. You understand? They can look like you. But that's just how far it goes. Like you. But they can't be you. You're unique. Say amen. Amen. See, there's a way you praise God that nobody in the world can praise God that way. There's a voice you got that nobody can have it. There's just something about you. Discover you. Hallelujah. You're unique. That's why you have to give it all to God. Amen. See how God loves you. He can't have another one. He can't. He can't have another one. He may have many, but no two exactly the same. Oh, thanks be unto God. Hallelujah. That's what you see. There's fighting when people compare their abilities. There's fighting when people compare their talents. What I can do that you can't do, what you can do that I can't do, and all that stuff. I am better than you, and you are better than him. All that is carnal. But when you see that you give your abilities to him and give yourself to him and give all you got to him, and then he blesses it and it becomes his, like Moses, who brought his rod to God, and God said, put the rod down, and he put it down and it turned into a serpent. And then God said, pick it up, and he picked it up and it turned again into a rod. And God said, now you go to Egypt with that rod and work signs and wonders. And the Bible says Moses took the rod of God in his hand. It didn't say Moses took his rod in his hand. It says Moses took with him the rod of God. It became the rod of God. You are your mother's or your daddy's or your own. But when you are born again, you have come to know you don't belong to you now. Hallelujah. You are bought with a price. If you can sing, sing good. But you don't sing better than so and so. Why? Because God has blessed this voice this way. This is the way he wants it. This is the way he wants to use it. And there's another croaky voice. And to God, it's so beautiful when he's singing, hallelujah. Five keys at the same time. And God just blesses that voice and says, I'll train you. I'll train you. I'll train you. But I love your voice the way it is. Praise God. You understand? Hallelujah. You're unique. Nobody is better than you because you are you in your class. Nobody can be compared to you. Did you read that Jesus said, every strand of hair on your head has a code number? Now, you didn't know that, but Jesus said so. He said, they're all numbered. The one that fell down this morning, you didn't care about it. But God has marked in his records that one, whatever X number it is, fell down on such and such a day at such and such a time. God has a record of it. Jesus didn't lie to anybody. You think, oh, that's not important. What do you mean it's not important? It is important. Do you know what the hair on your head is for? Do you know? You don't know. You think it's just there. Some of you remove everything. Anyway, you don't know what it's there for. You may guess. But you don't know everything about it. If Jesus says to us, the very hairs of your head are numbered. Ah! I know why them guys are laughing, because if they're all gone, God's got nothing to number anymore. It's all gone. I know after this service, some are going to start praying, grow, grow, grow. Anyway, it's up to you to remove it or keep it, but that's not what's important. The fact is, if God numbers them, then it must mean he has a reason for it. Who knows what signals they can transmit? Who knows? They may have something to do with your personality. You don't know. Don't argue with it because you don't know. I'm just speaking from the point of Jesus. You don't know better than Jesus. If Jesus says they are numbered, they are numbered. He knows the exact length. Hallelujah. Thanks be unto God. That's to say that the smallest matters, the things we don't think are important, but they concern us. What Jesus is saying is the Father knows. And that if he won't be careful for such little things as you may think, as a falling strand of hair from your head, and God takes notice of it, that strand fell down, it means he has your home address. If he has your home address, what do you think he has it for? To find out whether you have sinned, isn't it? I think that's what God's looking for. For most people, that's what they think about God. Every time you say, the Lord is here, hey. The moment they feel the presence of God is there, they're thinking about the wrong things they have done. Brothers and sisters, God is love. Amen. He is love. I know he's a consuming fire, but I have not seen any daddy yet that wants to consume his children. So this father will not consume his children. Amen. So don't think about God as a consuming fire. The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, Jehovah, the man of war. He is a man of war, but he doesn't fight his wars in the house. Amen. Hallelujah.
We trust that you were blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. O Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me, and God raised him from the dead. I believe he is alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I'm now a child of God. Hallelujah.
For prayer and counseling, or to share your testimony with us, please call +234-812-851-9834 or send an email to lwrtransmissions@gmail.com.
Wow! This message has been brought to you by Christ Embassy Lekki Lovewood Arena, Lekki Road, beside Enyofuel Station, Shisko Bus Stop, Lekki Ekpe Expressway. Worship with us on Sundays, first service at 7:15 and second service at 9 a.m. and Wednesdays by 6:30 p.m. If you would like us to pray with you or to share your testimony with us, please call +234-812-851-9834 or send an email to radiotransmissions@loveworld360.com. Tune into this station same time tomorrow for the continuation of the message.